Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the
Alan
plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? If they turn up.
City are going to get
it. If they turn up, you numpty.
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Hey, welcome. It's up front with Alan Brazil. We're Mike Parry. Porky's here. Up front with Alan Brazil, sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest Euro 2016 odds and offers. All our old podcasts are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe iTunes so you never miss a future episode. Why would you? Right, Mr. Parry, I've just come back from Paris.
Yes.
England won, Russia won. Right, we'll come on to the more current.
Yeah.
But it was okay. It was 7 out of 10. Mm. But a disastrous ending, losing that sort of last-minute goal.
Well, that's the problem. And that's why when we go into the England-Wales game tomorrow, guess who's got what we call the big mo, the big momentum? Because England were absolutely punched in the stomach, in the solar plexus, in the 2 minutes after the 90. They've suddenly lost the 3 points that they thought would take them almost certainly into the next round.
Yeah.
Wales, by comparison, are going to this game, Al, with the momentum, with the spirit, with their heads held high, with a manager, Coleman, who so inspires his players, against our manager, Roy Hodgson, who simply doesn't.
Well, it's interesting. One or two people are now beginning to say that. So, what does he do in this massive game? England against Wales, what do you expect him to do? By the way, we should say the Slovakia have beaten Russia.
Yeah.
So England now, if there was pressure before today, there's much more pressure against the Wales, Wales fixture, because Slovakia now are sitting there with 3 points.
Yeah, I'll just look at the situation. The situation is that Wales have beaten Slovakia. We drew with Russia. Now Slovakia have beaten Russia. That puts us at the moment as the least informed team in
the
group.
So my problems here are Harry Kane taking corners, I think, is an absolute joke.
Yeah.
I don't care what they say. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a joke. You're centre forward. You got 20 odd goals last year.
I would have got Danny Rose.
Nonsense. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And what does he do? Does he play Harry up front? Harry didn't have a great game. He looked heavy legged. It could have been the occasion. He may be better second game. Or does he play two up front against British opposition?
Yeah, well, I think two up front against British opposition is exactly what it should be. The problem is all the information coming out of the camp, and none of it's been inaccurate so far. We knew the team 24 hours before the Russia game. We think we know the team for tomorrow. It looks like it's an unchanged team. If it's an unchanged team, what is Raheem Sterling doing in that team? I ask you, he was the worst player on the pitch in the game against Russia. Why has Harry Kane been practising corners in training this week? And why is he going to stick with a formation that can't get past Russia, but Slovakia can?
Mm. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous situation.
Very dangerous.
Now, Wales will take a point right now, Mike.
Oh,
don't worry about that. Because
they
will really fancy the chance of beating Russia.
Yeah.
Right? So how will Chris play? Will he pack that midfield? I think he will.
I think he will.
I think he's going to say, you're not going to get the ball, you forward players, we're going to pack him.
If I was Chris Coleman, right, for the first time in my life, I'd say, I'm going to go there and I'm going to get behind the ball and I'm going to play for a draw. It's not natural to his instincts to play for a draw, but let's face it, with 3 points already in the bag, another 1-4 will almost guarantee him.
Well, mate, you can do that when
progress.
You
and then a draw
that
against Russia, 5 points. A win against Russia, he win the group.
You can do that with Gareth Bale. You can be under the cosh and then Bale can go on amazing and smash one in.
Of course.
He can get brought down 28 yards out, 23 yards out, and he sticks one in the top corner.
Yep.
So this is serious for England, I promise you.
And how should he play Bale? Should he have two men marking
him? No, I know he's got. Oh, you mean England?
Yeah.
No, he won't do that. He won't give them. He won't give them the. What's the word I'm looking for?
Satisfaction.
Not the satisfaction. No. He won't give them the honour to say, well, he's world class. We need two men marking him. Roy won't do that.
Right.
Trust me.
Right.
He'll be saying to Dyer, keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
When he comes towards us, you're the man who goes to face him. Keep an eye. And he's also got to say to the likes of Bale and his England defenders, you cannot give dopey free kicks away. You cannot.
Sure.
Because that could be the difference between winning, losing or drawing. He could bang one in. You cannot give stupid free kicks. But I think he'll also say to his players, we are better, England are better, player for player, apart from Bale. So we shouldn't be scared of them. We'll play our own game. But is he going to play one up front or two up front?
Well, I would play two up front, and one of those would obviously be Vardy. You're absolutely right about what you say, Al. Martin Keown, who's got a distinguished career, says if you try to man mark Bale, he'd slip away from you once and you've had it. He turns you, you're on your backside and he's away. So what he's saying you've got to play him strategically, right?
Or stop the ball getting to
exactly,
Bill.
Exactly. Now, the other thing you've just said, Owen, is absolutely true. Man for man, England are a much superior team. But again, Mr. Hodgson disappoints me when he starts talking about, this is our cup final. It's not your cup final. What you should have said is, it's like a cup tie, but we could be the victims of a giant killing if we don't watch ourselves and point out they're a superior team to Wales.
By the way, he's also, he's got a point. So if the worst comes to the worst, well, not the worst, if it's a draw against Wales, they will fancy the chances to win the third game against Slovakia. But their tails are up now.
Yeah, of course.
What if Slovakia play for a draw against England? England have to beat them.
Yes, of course.
Do you know what I mean? This is really, really cagey, to be honest, Mike.
England have got to go into the game.
Can they qualify with 3 points? If it's a draw against Wales and a draw against Slovakia, it's 3 points. Would that be enough? Probably.
Well, probably. But four third place teams are qualifying anyway, so you've got to be really bad not to qualify. The only teams who won't go through will be those with 1 or 2 points, 1 draw or 2 draws. Anybody's got 1 victory in 3 draws should get through.
Yeah.
But, you know, I totally agree with you. Why don't we look at the quality of our players and where they're actually playing?
Should he play young Jack? I thought Jack, when he came on, he was getting the ball in the half turn and he was taking the game.
Yeah.
You know,
I
would play him. Absolutely.
I would now. I wasn't a huge fan of him.
Sterling, for me, wouldn't be playing.
No,
right? I think Jack's got to play.
I don't know what Sterling's doing.
Jack's got to play. They tell me Sturridge is looking really good in training.
Well, again, I think Sturridge, Vardy, these sort of options, Sterling's got to get out. And also, I mean, you know, I know he talks a good game and he looks okay. Lallana, I'm not sure, you know. I'm not sure whether take him out and rearrange the team, and as you quite rightly say, import, you know, Vardy, Sturridge. And what I'm trying to say is, Al, if you look at the team on paper, Roy Hodgson should say, my player's skill and ability as footballers is 10 times
theirs. Some people are now beginning to say, Mike, that Coleman's, you know, his knowledge of systems and when to change it. You know, he made a couple of changes, didn't he, in the first game, and it came off for him, whereas Roy taken Rooney off. Why did he take Rooney
Nobody
off?
Nobody knows. Absolute disaster. And the disaster was, and we should have learnt this from 1970 when Alan Ball and Bobby Charlton were taken off in the famous quarterfinal against Germany. If you're cruising along and you've got a goal advantage, just one goal advantage, why change anything? Why take the risk? Very bad tactics, in my view.
So your fear is a 1-1 draw or a 0-0 draw?
My fear is that in the first
I don't think Wales are going to beat England.
No, I don't either.
I'm not sure England are going to beat Wales.
I think it could be something like a 2-2 draw, you see, because my fear is in the first 5 or 10 minutes, Wales overwhelm England and it takes England, as you will probably know better than me, a few minutes to stabilise themselves and you know, rebuild the wall against the initial 5 or 6 minutes of intense pressure. I don't think England will get beaten. They certainly shouldn't get beaten. But I agree with you. Anything less, in my view, against a team on paper, the quality of Wales, anything less than a 2-goal victory is a non-victory.
So what happens if, and I'm trying to be positive, what happens if England don't qualify, don't get through?
Yeah.
Who's the next England manager?
Have we got that far down the line yet?
Well, no, it's just an if, because, look, we'll come to Ronald Koeman in a minute. We'll come to a few other changes, what's happening in the Premiership.
Yes.
The fixers are out.
Okay.
We'll come
to
that.
One man for me.
Go on.
It would be Alan Pardew. He would have to be the next
thing.
Because he's an Englishman, and do you know what we do?
Well, Steve Bruce is English. Sam Allardyce is English.
Yeah, I still think Alan Pardew's the man. I think he's the right age profile. I think he's got the right approach to a job. Do you know the great thing about Alan Pardew, which is very odd? He goes in bursts of success. So, do you remember at Newcastle, he had like something like 8 successive victories. At Crystal Palace, he can ring up 6 successive victories and it all drops off. Now, some managers are born to play through a
I'm telling you now, it won't be Alan Pardew.
To play through a 10-month season, and some managers are born to be a man of the moment on the spot, and I think Pardew's one of them.
So here we go. It's decision time now.
It is.
There's going to be the crowd. Is, you know, it's going to be half and half. And pray God, there's no more trouble. I'm sick to teeth.
Yeah.
You think this could be a score draw? Do you, or do you think England can nick it?
My worst fear is a 2-2 draw. My absolute elation would be England to win 2-0, and I'm going to say England will do it. It'll be tense and I'm very nervous early on.
But if they play 2 up front?
They've got to play 2 up front. My greatest fear, I've said my greatest fear is a 2-2 draw. That will happen if it endorses my other greatest fear, which is him putting out the same team. You cannot start Sterling and you cannot have Harry Kane taking corners and you cannot ignore the claims of Wilshere, who, as you quite rightly say, did extremely well when he's brought on in the last game, and you certainly can't ignore the claims of Vardy.
Well, I think I'm going to go England 1-0. Yeah. Right, I think it's going to be tight, and I think Wales are going to scare the life out of England.
Yeah, but I don't want 1-0 out, because 1-0 means you're going to end up 1-1 again, like we did against Russia. I hate 1-0.
No, I'm saying after 90 minutes, 1-0.
Yeah, it makes me nervous as hell. Doesn't
I'm giving
my health
you my 90-minute prediction, not 87.
I know. It doesn't make me, it doesn't do my health any
so
good.
So listen, if you're having a little tipple, a little bet,
yeah.
BettingBrazil.com is a brand new betting site featuring, me, Alan Brazil. It's a destination for all sports punters, and we have great odds, markets and offers to get stuck into, plus regular insight, podcasts and conversation from me and my closest sporting pals, and I will get some ex-international players, never mind Porky. All new customers will get £20 in free bets, right, when they register and bet £10 during the group stage of the Euros. In addition to this great offer, Alan Brazil Upfront podcast listeners can also get an extra free £10 bet when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code Alan10. I used to wear 10, Mike. Alan10.
Yeah, yeah.
Not 29, it used to wear.
What?
Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter promo, the code Alan10, all in big capitals, Alan10, 10, by the way, so Alan10, when you deposit your £10. Stop mucking about, sign up now, betonbrazil.com. T's and C's apply. Betonbrazil.com is for over 18s only, and please, it's a bit of fun, so please gamble responsibly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That goes for you, Mr. Parry.
Indeed.
Right, who have you really, really rated?
Well,
like the Italians, don't they?
Well, Italians just look so good.
Oh, that's a point.
Yeah.
That's a point, Porky.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Italians, Lukaku.
Yeah, all right.
He had his new Nike boots on, Nike Quicksand. He never moved his backside.
Well, Al, I tell you, it's very interesting, because I thought that Belgium were, overhyped, really, for this tournament, like they are in every tournament. But I was amazed at the inability of Lukaku to make his mark. However, I'm quite pleased, because what we haven't spoken about, of course, is Everton's new manager, Mr. Koeman.
We'll come to that.
Yeah, we'll come to that in a minute. And, of course, Lukaku's price sort of halved, didn't it, during the Italy-Belgium game. Italy looked brilliant. Germany...
And they don't want to buy him now. Conte, Chelsea.
Well, I'll tell you what, the plaudits that Conte, the Italian boss, has picked up since that performance, everybody said, wow.
It's one game, for God's sake.
You say one game, but you only play one game at a time in tournaments, Alan. People make their judgments on them, and those judgments stick for 3 or 4 days till you play again. So you're absolutely right. At the moment, it's looking Italy, it's certainly looking Germany, it's looking France, and my dark horse let me down the other night, Austria. against the least fancy...
Strudelface. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Austria.
Yeah, against the least fancy team in the competition, Hungary, who haven't been in a competition for 30 years, but... The other nation which is inspiring me and doing well, Iceland, because I go to Iceland, I like the people of Iceland, the women in Iceland are very good looking, the shops in Iceland are all Dolce & Gabbana, they've got the highest per capita cost of living per head in the world.
Well, you're different when you go to Iceland, because they're big, strapping, 6'6" blonde guys. You're a wee round guy with a grey beard. I think you're Thor.
I'm going to ignore that, OK? I'll ignore, for the sake of our long-working partnership. No, what I'm saying is, they are the team at the moment, which, they've only got 300,000 people in the country. People's hearts are going out to Iceland. But if you want it in order, it is Germany, Italy, France.
Germany, Italy, France. Spain were brilliant, by the way.
Yeah, but...
I thought they were brilliant. I really did.
Yeah, but they didn't seem to completely have their act together, did they?
Spain were brilliant. They just don't... They don't have a top striker.
Yes,
a guy that's...
Exactly.
Give him half a yard, boom. You remember I was talking to Ardiles the other day, Ozzy.
Yeah.
We're having a glass of wine. And I said, talk to me about 78, please, Ozzy.
Yes.
And, he talked about some of the great players in that Argentinian side.
Sure.
But then his eyes sparkled.
Yes.
When he started talking about Kempes.
Yes.
He says, Kempes was one of the best players ever he's played with.
Yeah.
Give him half a chance. Whoosh! Mm. In the net.
He told a great
story. And Spain don't have that.
No, that's absolutely... He told a great story by Ozzy. Where he lives up in Hertfordshire, lots of Spurs fans. He and Ricky Veer were playing golf. and a Spurs fan came across them on the fairways. I mean, can you imagine that? You know, a Spurs fan, two of the greatest heroes ever, suddenly bumped into them. Terrific guy.
Well, they asked to play through, didn't they? See, once again, you've not got the whole story.
Yes.
They were in a buggy and they only wanted to play nine holes.
Yeah.
And they asked to play through. And the guy went, excuse me, who do you think you... Hi, Ozzy.
Yeah.
Hi, Ricky.
Yeah, I know.
Of course you can play through.
I know. It's terrific, wasn't it?
Nah, they're brilliant.
Yeah.
So, Croatia, Modric was brilliant as well. The Italians. Let's get the Italians. You mentioned Conte. They were brilliant. And the boy Pella up front. This brings me on to Everton now, right?
Yes, okay.
This brings me on to Everton. So, Conte, I thought his front three were great for Italy.
Yeah.
Defensively, they're masters. We know that anyway.
Mm.
But now Ronald Koeman is signed for Everton.
Yes.
He knows all about Pella. Why wouldn't he take him?
Well,
because he was in great form the other night, Pella.
Yeah, I totally agree. Are we talking here about a £30 million player?
Something like that, right?
Well, Everton have got a big budget. I totally agree with that, Al. The difference with Everton in Koeman signing, and we can palpably see the difference, Everton fans, we have now leapt into a competitive state of mind. Instead of scratching around and you know trying to do it on budget type players, we're gonna try and do it, and I'm ever so pleased. Ever so pleased. Mr. Coombs is a terrific manager, and I think it'll work out.
But he's not got a lot of time. The fixtures come out, you know, today.
Well,
he's got
one advantage over people like Mr. Conte. He's not at the European Championships managing a team. That's where Louis van Gaal, in my view, fell down.
Yeah.
He got Holland to third in the World Cup, but that cost him time and initiative and ability to buy. And I think the same thing, Mr. Conte. He can't
now
do
the
two
other guy we should
once.
Talk about, Mike, France.
Yeah.
Look, you know, France have started with a win. It was a bit shaky, but Payet scored a gem. And by the way, let me tell you, the French public are still not sure about him. They know he's played superb for West Ham this year.
Yes.
They've seen the goals in the Premier.
Yes.
But they weren't sure about him, but now they love him. Well, his quick feet. And that by the way, that strike, the goal, the winning goal, was with his weaker foot.
Yeah.
So he could make a real name for himself. And I wonder if West Ham are going to keep hold of
him. Well, Al, it's interesting to say that because Mr. Gold and Mr. Sullivan of West Ham, very active in their stewardship of the club. And believe me, the write-ups here in this country, because you were in France for Payet, were fantastic. And they started issuing statements like, this is the spirit of West Ham in our new stadium, 60,000. And yet all we're hearing is that, you know, the Hawks are circling around Payet because even though West Ham are going to be a bigger club next season, he deserves to be at a stellar
club.
So
they tell me, as I say, I've just come back from Paris, they tell me Griezmann might be rested.
Yes.
Atletico Madrid.
Yes.
And Martial might get a chance. I think there's a great opportunity for Martial because I think Griezmann's had a long, hard season.
Yeah.
Champions League final and all that. He's had a real long, hard season. And Atletico work their players really hard, right? They have to work the socks off.
Isn't Martial a bit indifferent
in
form?
No. He came to United and he seized the opportunity, man.
Well,
he did. Trust me, you don't watch United. I've seen quite a lot.
Yes, I do, Al, but I don't think he stamped his imprinture on the team in the way that...
His what?
His imprinture, that's his
mark. We're back in Paris?
No. Well, yes, sort of.
Marked his print.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. You know, like young Rashford, I mean, blimey, boom, everybody's talking about him.
So you've not mentioned, why have you not mentioned him for England?
Well,
you've just remembered his name, haven't you?
No, Al, what I haven't remembered his name at all. What I've remembered and didn't forget is that our manager, Roy Hodgson, is a man who doesn't take risks. And the idea of Roy Hodgson unveiling the team tomorrow and saying, right, young Rashford is starting, which would terrify the Welsh, by the way. I think he is the one English player who would terrify the Welsh because they know that he's got speed of thought, he's got speed of feet, he's got speed of thinking. And he is, in many ways, our Gareth Bale. He's the one player who would upset the Welsh. And the Welsh are not a strong team. And if I was Hodgson, I would play him. But Hodgson is Hodgson. He's not the Porky Parry thinker, you know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying?
You can't manage your evening show.
What? That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
No, it's not a bit harsh.
Talking about Modric, by the way, the best goal of the tournament's already been scored. That was an incredible goal.
The volley came on at late.
It
bump.
Was incredible.
He's a great player. Him and Iniesta, for me, are the two of the best midfield players in the tournament at the moment. I would not write off Spain. Spain are the reigning European champions.
I know that. But
have you forgot that, Porky?
No, I haven't forgotten it, but of course, that was 4 years ago. The only thing I would say is this. Any international team which can find a starting place for Fabregas has got weaknesses. I'm sorry, but I mean, it has. It's got weaknesses. It's got weaknesses, without a shadow of a doubt.
Northern Ireland, listen, we know the Republic played great, didn't they?
Yeah.
Republic were great against Sweden, and I thought Sweden looked old, ageing. But to be fair, they rallied towards the end.
I wasn't sure the Republic were that brilliant, to be honest. I mean,
oh, no, they played great first half. They should have been 2-0.
And once again, Martin O'Neill...
See, I worry about you.
Why?
Specsavers for you.
No.
You know, what are you partaking in a couple of bottles of Chablis before these games?
No, but...
They played great for an hour.
Martin O'Neill afterwards, again, you know, it was... My players were magnificent today. You know,
we're talking the Republic. That's Northern Ireland, you dummy.
No, but he's a Northern Ireland manager in charge of the Republic. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying, Martin O'Neill.
And his
players magnificent, you know.
So what about Northern Ireland then?
Well,
it's
Northern
going to be
Ireland,
difficult. It's a terrible group, isn't it?
Northern Ireland are victims of the draw. And but they'll get the sympathy vote, but I'm afraid they're... If there is an equivalent in Northern Ireland of Palookasville, they're on a one-way ticket to it, I'm afraid.
Remind us where Palookasville is.
Palookasville is on the waterfront, you know? Got a one-way ticket to Palookasville, said Marlon Brando.
Oh, Marlon Brando, right, yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. Because our audience is quite young.
I see. Well, I'm quite young, actually, at heart.
So the Republic, I thought, were great, but again, they've got a group of hell.
Yeah.
I think it's Wales and England are going to progress, I do.
Yeah.
I think they will progress further, and we're back to this fantastic game. I can't wait, to be honest.
Yeah, I can't wait. And you know, we're going to have a great, great 90 minutes watching it. It'll be so enthralling and all that. But for me as an Englishman, you know, I said to you earlier, 1-0 terrifies me, and you said that's my 90-minute score. But Al, if it's 1-0 on 70 minutes, I will be terrified for the last 20 minutes of the game. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just not good enough. You must know, as a professional footballer, a 1-0 lead is as fragile as, you know, I don't know, it's as fragile as building a house on sand. You know what I mean? Everything can collapse in a second, and that's why 1-0
just terrifies me. You're not giving me any confidence here, Porky. You're giving me no confidence.
Well, I haven't got any confidence in
Roy
Hodgson.
See, Wales are going in. Wales are going in. They're full of it. Big Porky's big mo is Wales.
Yeah.
They're going to... See, this is this Wrexham, you know, your birthplace coming out in you. I know you've lived in England most of your life.
Although we talk about Bale all the time, Robson Kanu, I mean, as a striker yourself, playing in a similar position.
He hasn't even got a club, for God's sake.
No, I know, but was that just an opportunist, you know, Woods, he scuffed it and all that, but you're going to get goals like that, aren't you, to win competitions?
He scored in a European Championship.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah.
I scored in the home internationals.
Yeah,
I played
did.
In the World Cup.
Against the world's greatest goalkeeper, by the way, Neville Southall.
One of the best.
The greatest goalkeeper.
More than one against him, by the way. Don't worry about him. He was in goal for Everton.
Yes.
I think you'll find I did.
Really?
I think if we get your record book out, Porky, when you go home tonight.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that, mate. But anyway,
we shall see, right? I think. Look, the first games are over. It's not been brilliant. We haven't seen anyone outstanding scoring in loads. Once we get into the third game and then the knockout, bingo.
Yeah.
This tournament will come alive. It's whether England are going to be there.
Yeah. I would say... It's, what did Sir Alex Ferguson say? Squeaky bum time.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Right, don't forget, Bet on Brazil. Alan Brazil Upfront podcast listeners can also get an extra free, a £10 bet when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code. Don't forget it, capitals Alan10. So Alan10, Alan10, capitals. I hope you've enjoyed it. Porky, calm down.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Audioboom. BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please gamble responsibly.